T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, we're back. Jason and John on Eternal 9FM ESPN. As promised, he is Joe Theismann, a Super Bowl champion, a Memphian. He joins us now. Hey, Joe, how you doing, man?
Good, guys. Good to catch up with you.
Yeah, it's been a while. We're always glad when we can have you on. Lots of change potentially coming, Joe, to the NFL, to the playoffs, to the length of the regular season. Let's just sort of start with the playoff version of this. According to the new sort of proposal, each conference would have another team in the field, an extra wild card. Are you in favor of that change, Joe?
Yeah, sure. I mean, you know, you get an opportunity to play. It's more games. I mean, you can see by the viewing audiences of the XFL how people are starved for football. And now you're going to have one more opportunity for a team to become Cinderella. I mean, I guess that's the best way to look at it. We saw the Giants do it under Eli Manning twice with 9-7 records, winning a world championship. Other teams have done it. And now you create an opportunity for each team in each division to have a chance to be, or I should say conference, a chance to be able to be that Cinderella.
How about the 17 games, Joe? The 17-game regular season. We've seen some come out and say, no, I don't like it as much. But we've seen others say, look, if you pay me, I'll be out there. And particularly if you're going to shorten the preseason. What say you on the 17 games, Joe?
Well, first of all, I don't know why you want to shorten the preseason, because the starters don't play in the preseason anyway.
Well, that's true.
So that is totally insignificant to them. You have to have some type of preseason because you need to be able to evaluate free agents and rookies and guys that maybe will fill those other roster spots that the starters aren't a part of. I haven't heard any mention of increasing the roster sizes on Sunday. That, to me, is very important. If you're going to go to 17 games, mm-hmm. and concussion protocol has now become a part of football, and it fits into the category of quote-unquote an injury, you're going to need more players on the football field for Sunday. Now, it's just common sense. To be able to, you're paying 53 guys full salary. Why don't you dress 50 of them instead of 46? That way the quality of the product on the field for the fans and for their home team is better to have a chance to win than all of a sudden, let's say you lose a quarterback or a corner or a running back. Where are you going to go? Wide receiver. You know, we've lost Jordan Reed to concussion protocol the last couple of years, mm-hmm. and the Redskins haven't been the same without a tight end presence. So I think that should go hand in hand with the roster, with the increase in games. But, you know, the players, all they're worried about is being paid. They get a week off. They get the buys. Mm-hmm. It's a long season, but yet another game probably isn't going to hurt them.
Would 48 be enough, Joe? Because that's what Adam Schefter said that they're exploring for the game day roster increase from 46 to 48. Or do you think it needs to be 50?
I think 48 is a good place to start. I mean, they can always, I think, adjust it going forward if the league agrees and the players agree. Like I said, you're paying. This is what drives me nuts. You're paying 53 guys full salary. So what is the harm? Mm-hmm. of dressing more players on Sunday that are available, that are in your system, that are able to play? If I'm a player, I'm saying, great, I get a chance to play on Sunday. If I'm ownership, I get a chance to say, I'm paying them anyway, may as well get my pound of flesh. So it has to go up. And if 48's the number, it's livable. I think it should be higher, but, you know, if a compromise is 48, then they still have to increase the roster size. Mm.
Joe, Tom Brady going to end up back with the Patriots?
I think he's back. You know, I've said all along, why would he, at the age of 43, why would you want to learn a new system?
Agreed.
Why would you want to spend the off season learning an entirely new system? And to me, the key is Josh McDaniel is still the offensive coordinator of the New England Patriots. Mm-hmm. He did not leave. Mm-hmm. And so Tom doesn't have to show up at the OTAs. He doesn't really need to show up at the mini camps, other than if he wants to show up a little bit, because he knows the system. Now it's up to the Pats to find some receivers for him to be able to get the ball to. But I've always believed all along that Tom Brady will be a New England Patriot. It would be, I just don't know what he would expect to accomplish going someplace else for one more year. I think he ought to get $30 million. This is the way I would propose it. I would propose a two-year contract, $30 million. The second year is the option of the New England Patriots. He's never asked to be the highest paid guy.
Right.
He's taken cut after cut after cut for the franchise. It's time the franchise did right by him.
Agreed on that.
You know, the ESPN seems to be sort of, I don't know if they're pushing, but they're certainly, you know, I mean, and everybody, it's a content business, right? And we're all trying to just, you know, make it through the day. And it seems like ESPN has started to peddle the sort of narrative that Tennessee has emerged as the favorite for Tom Brady. I mean, would that make any sense to you? I mean, Tennessee with the Vrabel connection?
No, it makes no sense whatsoever. I mean, they're a running football team. You know, Tom Brady makes his living throwing a football. Tom Brady has become the greatest quarterback in the history of football, throwing the football, not turning around and handing the ball off. I mean, what would the Tennessee Titans be without Derrick Henry? I believe they're going to have to pay him some money, too.
No doubt.
So, I mean, to me, it's Tennessee is a run-first, manage-the-game-second guy. If I'm Tom Brady, I don't want any part of Tennessee. Mm. It makes, again, from a player standpoint, it makes no sense. Leaving makes no sense. I can't fathom him, although we've seen it with Joe Montana and, you know, Joe Namath went to the Rams and, you know, Unitas went to the Chargers and Joe went to Kansas City and Brett went a multiple of places. But I just can't see Tom Brady in anything but a New England Patriot uniform. I would be disappointed in the New England Patriots if they didn't do right by him after all he's done for them.
That's true.
We are, of course, talking to the great Joe Theismann, the Super Bowl champion here on the Jason and John Show. Now, while we're on the subject of the Tennessee Titans, they do have a little bit of a decision to make. They had a great year by all accounts. I think they got further than anybody thought they would. But you're right. They have to pay Derrick Henry, who their team is built around. But they also have to figure out what to do at the quarterback position. Do you see them just franchise tagging Ryan Tannehill and giving Derrick Henry the big money? Is that sort of the way that you would do it if you were running the Titans?
It would. It would. Now, if you're franchising Ryan Tannehill, I believe it's the same thing you do with Dak Prescott down in Dallas. I think the number's $32 million. Mm-hmm. So the franchise tag is an expensive way to do it. Is Ryan Tannehill a $30 million quarterback? No. No. I'd offer him less money on maybe a three-year deal until I found somebody that I might think may be able to replace him. But I think he did an excellent job. He went 7-3 as a starter down there. He did the things that were necessary. Marcus Mariota is going to be on the market. I don't know if anybody's going to want a shot at him. But, you know, you got the Carolina Panthers are going to be looking. Certainly the L.A. Chargers have to be looking. Indianapolis is looking. Tennessee is unsure. There are a number of places out there that the quarterback position is one that is very tenuous at best for a lot of football teams. There aren't enough quality quarterbacks. In fact, there aren't enough decent quarterbacks to go around to the need that has been created now that Drew has decided he's going back to New Orleans. I think Teddy Bridgewater, to me, becomes one of the more important guys.
Yes.
When you look around at teams and say, where can I go? What can I do? Now, because the marketplace is basically yielding $30 million plus, I think franchising Ryan doesn't make a lot of sense. I'd rather sign him to a lesser number with an opportunity to make more than I would just franchise him outright.
Are you a fan of what Joe Burrow's doing, Joe? And you know, maybe, and maybe it's not the words, maybe it is, but pulling in Eli, if you decide to refuse to play for Cincy, will it work out as well for him as it did for certainly for Eli Manning?
You know, guys, you and I have talked about this on a number of occasions. The quarterback position is the single most dependent position on the field. I mean, we saw with Kyler Murray last year, they don't have an offensive line in Arizona. What were they, 4-12?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I think Cincinnati is an opportunity to build. It's not a big market, but he's not going to go to the Jets. He's not going to go to the Giants. That's your big – he's not going to go to Chicago. They've committed to Mitchell Trubisky. That would be surprising. Those are your big markets when it comes to promotions and commercials and all the things off the field. You know, I think Cincinnati, and again, there's a salary cap when it comes to the rookies. He's not going to make any more money anyplace else. But, and usually, this is the funny part, teams that need quarterbacks usually need more than just the quarterback.
Heck yeah.
So, is Miami going to trade, you know, is Miami going to trade two number ones to go get him? That would be foolish. I think the Redskins want to take Chase Young, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that's the number two spot.
Yep.
Miami's at three, I believe, right?
Mm-hmm. Or Detroit. Detroit's at three.
See, now Detroit has to make a decision on Matthew Stafford.
Yes, they do.
But their problem hasn't been Matthew Stafford. It's been a lot of things around him. So I think Miami tries to maybe make a deal. But if you're Joe Burrow, do I want to go to Miami? I mean, pick your poison. You want to go to Miami? You want to go to Cincinnati? What's the difference? What do those teams have to offer you around you to give you a chance to survive? Yeah. Now, I think he'll play the game. I mean, he'll play the game. But like I said, because of the rookie salary cap, there's only a certain amount of money he's going to get.
Right.
Play any game you want.
Joe, we know John Gruden certainly he's never tethered to a quarterback, never feels a great sense of connection to any quarterback, and it feels like that's the case with Derek Carr. What can they do? What do you think they'll do? I mean, do you think Derek Carr gets one more year as the inaugural quarterback in Las Vegas, or do you think somebody else is under center from day one?
Again, it goes back to our situation. Where do you go if you don't have Derek Carr? Where do you go in Dallas if you don't have Dak Prescott? You know, but teams are almost forced into situations. As much as John wouldn't necessarily say, I'm committed to Derek, he spent a couple years in the system, and it is not an easy system to learn. I've been around these systems. It's pure memorization. It takes time. I know John has a 10-year contract, but he's not looking to invest 5 years in having this football team be competitive for a playoff berth or for a title. He wants to do it now. And it's still going to take time to process someone in. You know, Derek's just going to have to play better. They're going to have to put better people around him. I would basically live with Derek Carr at least for another year. Absolutely. You know, and Jacoby Brissett in Indianapolis, they're looking to run him out too. But again, if you bring another quarterback in under the current rules of the CBA. Which means that you're not allowed to work with coaches January, February, and March, which, by the way, is so stupid.
That sounds silly.
It is. It's silly.
Yeah.
It makes no sense. So teams that have a veteran coach and a veteran quarterback, let's say Sean Payton and Bill Belichick, they have Tom Brady and Drew Brees. Okay. But now you get Ron Rivera, who comes to the Washington Redskins, and Scott Turner, who's the offensive coordinator. They don't have a chance to learn. Dwayne Haskins doesn't have a chance to meet with the coach for 3 months.
Right, right.
Show me where there's parity in the National Football League when it comes to that.
Yeah.
Great point.
Joe, can Phillip Rivers still help an NFL football team?
No, he can't throw anymore. Love him to death. I think he's a Hall of Famer, you know, or borderline Hall of Famer. But I do not believe that he can throw the football anymore. And if you can't throw the football at the quarterback position, I don't know how you can help someone.
Joe, you're exactly right. You're
there
exactly right.
Harsh truth.
I mean, and you know something? I'll be honest with you. I don't think Tua has a strong enough arm to be able to play. Everybody's all excited about him. I'm not. From what I saw in college, first of all, he's pretty injury prone. But secondly, I don't believe he has the arm to play at this level.
Wow.
I mean, it's just, you know, I mean, what the kid has accomplished is fabulous. I think he's a great college quarterback, but I've seen umpteen college quarterbacks come out. Joe Burrow, watch Tua throw, watch Joe Burrow throw. I'll let your eyes tell you.
Is it just a flimsy arm, Joe? Is it a bad base? Can he improve it?
No, like, I don't know how much stronger his arm can get.
Mm-hmm.
I thought a couple years ago, in the game against Clemson, he underthrew some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Now, was he hurt? Was he not healthy?
Right.
I don't know the facts there, but I didn't see a lot of zippity doo da day in that arm.
Well, it is.
I'm glad I'm not taking the chance. If it's my franchise, that's the one.
No, I'm just saying.
I'd much rather have Joe Burrow.
You're going to draft him number one, man. Like I said, here's what he has going for him. There are a lot of people out there that need quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm.
A lot. So he'll probably go in the first round. Where he goes, you're not sure.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, like I said, you got Cincinnati looking. Detroit's not sure. Miami.
Miami's definitely.
You know, yeah. The Chargers. Indianapolis. I mean, there's five off the top of my head.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I said, I think the quarterback that I would take a chance on right now would be Teddy Bridgewater. He's healed. He's healthy. He's back.
He's a winner.
A winner. He's been in a winning system.
Yep.
He's at that age right now where I think he's you know, matured in every aspect of the game, and physically, which is very important. He would be the guy I would look at very strongly in a lot of these places.
All right, we'll agree totally. Hey, Joe, man, you are the best
in
the business. Thanks for the time, as always.
And I love visiting with you guys. We'll see you soon.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Talk to you soon. He is Joe Theismann, Memphian Super Bowl champion.
Good stuff.
And I think we're all in agreement about Phillip Rivers, certainly. Maybe not on Tua, but certainly on Phillip Rivers.
A quarterback going to tell you if a quarterback can't throw anymore.
Exactly. The guy's a blowtorch. He had his worst season of his career. He's older than he's ever been, Jason, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
He's older than he's ever
been. Yeah, I don't think he's an upgrade even from Brissett, Jacoby.
I mean, I
think Indy ends up making a move. Phillip is not an upgrade.
Yeah.
They'd be fooling themselves if they think it is.
All right. We will come back. Lots more to come. Jason and John, 90 Turner FM, ESPN.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.